Spring for some. This is SRN News. I'm Ron DeRockster. It's spring for some people, but for others, it's wintry weather, especially in the Northeast. National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Taylor says travel, especially by air, could be delayed because of the weather.
We've got the East Coast under this winter storm. The central U.S. has its system. And then even in the West Coast, while not as impactful, they are quite unsettled weather impacting California and the Pacific Northwest as well. So overall, a lot of active weather across the country.
Taylor says the northern plains and upper Midwest are also having snow in the forecast.
We're looking at pretty widespread heavy snow and strong winds across the northern plains and the upper Midwest, lasting well into early next week. And as far as snow amounts and impacts, we're a pretty widespread area of heavy snowfall accumulations, generally 8 to 12 inches in some areas, locally higher amounts up to near 2 feet.
Also at SRNnews.com, Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson is not surprised to see Democrat leadership showing less and less support for Israel in its war against Hamas.
Democrats are in a tough place here. They realize that they've got their identity politics, and they can't upset any group within that base. And, you know, their Arab supporters are pretty ticked off at them about the support for Israel. So now they're not supporting Israel.
On the Salem Radio Network, Johnson said he hopes the president's declining support for Israel will cause many Jewish voters who traditionally vote Democrat to shift their support to former President Trump and the GOP this fall. Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis says the election interference prosecution against former President Trump is moving forward, saying, quote, the train is coming. This is SRN News. As the crisis in Haiti continues, Christian missionaries are finding themselves in danger.
The Caribbean nation has never been a particularly safe place for the spread of the gospel, but with the outbreak of a kind of civil war between violent gangs there, Haiti is positively deadly right now. Numerous Christian organizations provide relief and gospel preaching in the country, and some have had to evacuate. Other ministries are trying to hang on amidst the mayhem, and it may soon be impossible to remove them at all until calm is restored. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life advocates are urging Christians to be in prayer ahead of next week's Supreme Court hearing on abortion pills. The justices are scheduled to hear arguments Tuesday in a case that has the potential to limit widespread access to the baby-killing drugs. Studies show a majority of the abhorrent procedures that take place in the U.S. every year are now carried out with pills. This is SRN News. There's controversy in Wyoming.
Republican Governor Mark Gordon has vetoed a bill that would have allowed people to carry concealed guns in schools and government meetings. Supporters say continuing to block guns from schools and meetings infringes on their Second Amendment rights. A few Wyoming districts have let school officials carry guns in schools since the state began allowing that in 2017. Other states allowing permit holders to have concealed guns in schools include Alabama, Indiana, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Oregon. Jason Walker reporting.
Two crew members on a Holland America cruise ship have died in what the company is calling, quote, an incident in the ship's engineering space. The crew members died Friday while the Florida-based New Amsterdam was at Half Moon Cay in the Bahamas. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.